C.J. Miller on the road, and I'm with Dr. Brett Marsh. He is the dean of Purdue University's College of Veterinary Medicine and bird flu. All over the news, so much misinformation, so much going on. In fact, there's just so many moving pieces with bird flu. What are your thoughts as far as USDA, Brooke Rollins, the $1 billion that she and USDA have pledged to curb the spread of bird flu?
Well, I appreciate all the efforts at the USDA level because the poultry industry is a huge industry for our state. Indiana is number one in commercial ducks, we're number two in eggs, and number three in pounds of turkey produced. So poultry industry is a major contributor to our ag economy. So I appreciate the Secretary's efforts to bring additional resources to this battle, and that's what it is. It's really a battle with this virus as it's marched across not only our state, but across the country. And I appreciate all the efforts on the part of producers to protect their flocks. But unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation. The facts are that this virus is moving across our continent and across our state with migratory waterfowl. And so as long as they continue to migrate over our state and across the United States on their flyway patterns, we're going to continue to be challenged with this virus until it changes. And so we're looking for those opportunities to change. In the meantime, we're encouraging producers to maintain the biosecurity on commercial sites, but even backyard flocks. You know, there's been some supposition that it's only the commercial flocks are being impacted, and that's just not the case. I mean, we have small flocks across our state that have also been impacted by this virus, so it's a major challenge. I appreciate USDA's additional resources and addition of additional tools to the toolbox because we're going to need everything in order to battle this virus.
You mentioned the additional tools in the toolbox. It was just last week that Tony Wessner, he's the CEO of Roseacre Farms, which is headquartered in Seymour. They've lost 2.63 million birds in the Seymour area, Jackson County, because of a positive test of HPAI. He testified before the Senate Ag Committee last week, basically reiterating what you just said, but also added that all resources need to be made available, not just research for bird flu vaccines, but also perhaps the implementation of a bird flu vaccine. What are your thoughts in terms of Wessner's testimony before Congress?
Well, one of the challenges with developing that vaccine is making sure it's effective against this virus. It's just like human influenzas, making sure that the influenza vaccines are appropriate for the virus that's circulating in populations. The only vaccine that I'm aware of that's been used in the United States was in an endangered species, the California condor. And so it has been used, but to protect very unique populations. One of the challenges with using the vaccine in poultry heretofore has been because of the broiler industry. And the use of vaccine in the poultry population in the United States would limit that trade in the international community for broiler product, which is 25% of their production. So it would be a major hit to our poultry industry, one segment of the poultry industry, if we were to use vaccine. I'm hopeful we can find ways to get past those barriers because we need these tools in the toolbox and making sure that that research is in place so that the vaccine that we're using matches the virus that we're dealing with, et cetera. And of course, it's a major effort to get birds vaccinated in these populations, but we can find those solutions. So I appreciate the Secretary's approach to enhance dollars for research, to enhance dollars for biosecurity, because we need all these tools.
Once again, Dr. Brett Marsh, Dean of Purdue University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He's also the CEO of the Purdue University Veterinary Hospital. And Dr. Marsh, thank you so much for joining us here on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoyed the time.